Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
We are continuing to prepare to implement the lifting of Title 42. There are some, you noted, who are very vocal about how they would like to see it extended. There are some who are very vocal about how they would not like to see that happen. So that's an important discussion that will be happening over the coming days and weeks.
A temporary restraining order Monday is preventing the Biden administration from lifting pandemic restrictions at the southern border. The Center for Disease Control is in court to maintain COVID-19 power to put every American in a mask if they so choose. They're also saying COVID-19 is not a problem at the border, and Title 42 should be removed. The temporary restraining order prevents any action before a May 13th hearing. Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after offering $44 billion in cash to take control of the 16-year-old company. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
As the U.S.-Mexico border has been in crisis mode since President Biden took office, roughly 2.5 million illegal immigrants are now in country, with more on the way. Some efforts by the White House to curb illegal immigration have failed. Vice President Kamala Harris's leadership has resulted in very little to curb the rush for the border. Ultimate responsibility for the border falls on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, where Republican leaders are now talking about impeachment proceedings. An execution in Texas has been put on hold. Kenneth Burns reports.
The Criminal Appeals Court in Texas has stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio. The decision comes amid growing doubts over whether she fatally beat her 2-year-old daughter Mariah to death in 2007. The stay is so a lower court could review her claims that new evidence would exonerate her. Lucio was set to die by lethal injection Wednesday. Prosecutors say the girl was a victim of abuse, but Lucio's lawyers say Mariah died from injuries sustained in a fall down a deep staircase.
USA Radio News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
3 private citizens returned from the International Space Station Monday, wrapping up a trip that marked NASA's debut as a bed and breakfast host. Flying back in a SpaceX capsule, they splashed down in the Atlantic off the Florida coast after 17 days at the ISS. 16 attorney generals are pushing for a reversal on the Biden administration's decision to shut down construction on the Keystone XL pipeline. Montana Attorney General Austin Newsom on Newsmax is leading a multi-state lawsuit against the Biden administration.
We haven't had a response. I mean, other than the talking points that we've heard from Jen Psaki and from the administration, we'd like to see the president reverse course on Keystone. That would fix this problem. Keystone would be a long ways down the road towards completion. It would have offered some stability to the markets. It would have shown the futures market 800,000 barrels of Canadian and American oil coming to market every single day. That would have calmed this down. It would have cut the prices down. Instead, we're seeing 50% increases in gasoline prices. We're seeing 150% increase in natural gas prices. And that's when people don't often tie together with oil production, but that's where natural gas comes from. It's a byproduct of petroleum and on oil production. And that's why we're seeing such a huge increase in the price of propane and the price of natural gas.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's Tuesday, America. Good morning to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We got Michael Vussler, the policy expert and professor, joining us now. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, great to have your insight here. Of course, in just perfect timing with the announcement and the completion of the deal with Elon Musk and Twitter.
Yeah, that happened kind of the way I thought it would. Typically, when a public company is taken private, the purchaser uses what we refer to in finance as a leverage buyout. So what does that mean? Mm-hmm. It means he puts up some of his own capital, and then he secures financing for the rest, which is exactly what Elon Musk did. He did it with a series, I think, of about 7 or 8 different banks that are all chipping in. So the deal's going to go through. He'll take Twitter private, and he's a very free market, free press kind of person. So some of the ills that Twitter had in the past, and there are some people that believe that Twitter contributed significantly and maybe even stronger than that to Biden's victory, mostly because when the New York Post found Hunter Biden's laptop a few weeks before the election, Twitter wouldn't let them put anything on their website about it. And as a result, there are a lot of people that just didn't know about it until after the election. And some studies said, I saw one that said 9% of the people that voted for Biden said if they knew about this, they wouldn't have voted for him. And I saw another study that said up to 17% of Biden voters would not have voted for him had they known about the Hunter Biden laptop. So I think Twitter had a pretty significant role in helping Biden win the election.
Well, lest you forget, after 2016, when Donald Trump won and beat Hillary Clinton, I believe it was Dorsey or some higher official at Twitter in tears was complaining to the employees. They have him on tape saying this will never happen again. I will guarantee you that Donald Trump will not be elected. This is even before he's inaugurated into office. This is quite a passionate statement. And so when you mentioned Twitter, there was quite the cabal, like you said. I mean, obviously all these moving parts that are, you know, part of trying to get your brain around that surprised me, whether it's Piers Morgan, I say surprises me because you think, you know, people should be smarter than this. And nobody is questioning the outcome. When you have sworn affidavits, you have all these irregularities, you have broken laws in individual states in these critical swing states. I mean, these were laws that were broken. And we're supposed to be told, and you mentioned also the Hunter Biden, you know, scenario and fiasco and the way they squashed that. Well, but we're told that all that doesn't matter, that Joe Biden was legitimately elected. And when, you know, people ask me, those, Bill, don't you believe it was a legitimate election? I don't know. I just honestly don't know. And I'm surprised that you know, in light of all this information that's out there, and, well, the judges don't want to deal with it. You know, they've thrown it out of court. Yeah, based on process, based on, on procedure, not on the substance. This has not been argued in court based on the substance. And it's going to be interesting because there's a new documentary that's coming out by Dinesh D'Souza. Hopefully we're going to get a chance to bring him on and talk with him either later this week or early next week. And it really lays the case out pretty dramatically and emphatically as to what happened on this 2020 election.
Yeah, Dinesh D'Souza is a very intelligent person. He was president of a university for some time also. He's been himself a victim of some of this censoring by the media. So I can't wait to see what he has to say. Mm-hmm. He's usually very objective. As a researcher should be, very objective mm-hmm. about what he says and does, and maybe the truth on this will come out. I feel the same way you do, Bill. You know, I listen to what everybody says, and I just don't know what the truth is. And all we as right. Americans want is we want to know the truth, what really happened.
Right.
Maybe now we'll find
out. And it's clearly being squashed. And, of course, what makes it even more painful is when you have to deal with the policies of a president that you're not necessarily believing in to begin with, and he's overridden common sense, what we see as common sense, whether it has to do with energy or national security, the border, you know, on and on. It's just been one policy after another. And the Democrats and Joe Biden and the White House answer is, oh, it's Putin's fault. Initially, it was Trump's fault, but that, you know, got kind of stale. And then it was COVID's fault, and now it's Putin's. And, you know, he's he just goes from one problem child to another, and not once do you hear him take responsibility saying, hey, I did that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, when Biden won the election, I wrote a column. It said America just traded what they view as a bad person with good policies for a good person with very bad policies. And all of Biden's policies have really hurt the country. That's the reason his approval rating is so low. The Democrats say, well, we're not getting our message out properly. It's not the message, it's what they've actually done. I mean, take a look at every area. We had the border in the southern border secure. Trump's last year in office, there were 220,000 illegal immigrants caught. Now, last month alone, there were over 220,000 illegals caught. And Biden is considering doing away with Title 42, I think on May 23rd, that's going to make the situation
exactly.
worse. They have a bad border. Everything he did on the economy has fouled everything up. He overstimulated. He spent trillions more than he should have spent, which caused inflation in the economy. He pays people not to work, so we end up with a labor shortage. He decides to take America off of fossil fuels, so he curtails the supply of fossil fuels. That drives prices way up. Take a look at foreign policy. There was nothing bad happening during Trump administration. Biden gets into office, retreats in Afghanistan. The world views that as weakness. Suddenly have Putin invading Ukraine. China is looking at Taiwan. North Korea is shooting missiles all over the place. And Iran has started its terrorism action again. So in virtually every area that's vitally important, Biden has really failed the American public with terrible policies.
And look at the other thing, too, that's significant right now. You've got parents arising because of what the Biden administration and the teachers union have caballed together in taking over the classrooms and being so concerned about teaching kids, you know, 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds about sex and gender preference.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the most absurd thing. And look at Disney. Disney decides, hey, we're going to get into that fight. We want a piece of that action. Well, how do you like it now? It only cost you about $40 billion for that entry into that fight. Was it worth it? I got to imagine the stockholders have got to just be going nuts. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the segment. We've got more from Dr. Michael Bussler. Stay with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Well, the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, said, "This is the right path. I believe it with all my heart." So he is endorsing. Of course, it's probably, Michael Bussler, nice to endorse somebody when you got billions of dollars coming into your own pocket, maybe, huh?
Yeah, that's certainly true. Jack Dorsey is going to do extremely well financially as a result of this. But I think, too, he realized that Twitter had become extremely biased. I don't know how much he had to do with that. And because of that bias, It's, as we said in the first segment, it may have cost Trump the election. Look, on these sites like Twitter, and this one's the most popular, a lot of Americans and people around the world use Twitter and get a lot of their information from yes. Twitter. So whatever Twitter's responsibility is in terms of monitoring what goes on there, and I think we're trying to get through that now to figure out what it should be. But the important thing, it's got to be consistent. So you have to just treat everybody the same. They kick off Donald Trump, and then they let terrorists stay on there.
Yeah, the Ayatollah and everybody else gets to stay on. Putin gets to stay on. Yeah, this is the thing. I think this is probably the biggest indication of Jack Dorsey's silent frustration, and that is this company ran away and got outside of what he had envisioned for Twitter. This seems to be the case when you hear, you know, some of his comments in welcoming this takeover by Elon Musk, whose heart is he wants to return this platform to, you know, a free speech platform in the marketplace. But, you know, the thing is that Elon Musk is going to have to, he's probably going to have to do some massive cleanup, because the culture is so inculcated and so ingrained into this direction to where the CEO, Jack Dorsey, you know, seemingly between, if you read between the lines, lost control of it, that he could not empower the, you know, the local forces, the culture itself. And Elon Musk is going to have to come in with a, you know, a big blade and start sickling all of them out of there in order to get people who believe in free speech. And this could be a portend in terms of free speech in the marketplace. And, you know, bring Donald Trump on. Bring people on. Let's have a free expression. And the fact that, as you mentioned, that they can't, the former you cancel the former president? Come on. I mean, you know, those kind of actions are just incredulous. And we need to return to first principles, as you and I have discussed before. And one of those, of course, is, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We have got to return if we're going to get this country back on track, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Free press and freedom of speech in a democratic society is extremely vital. And when you start to censor one view because you want only the other view to be heard, it creates a terrible imbalance that hurts democracy in the future. In a democratic society, we have to welcome healthy debate. Healthy debate
exactly.
is extremely important. And if you start to do away with one side, you're going to come up with some bad conclusions. And look where the Biden administration, in just over a year, look what they've done for the country. And a lot of that
Look, all you got to do is look at California. In California, there's no debate. It's a one-party state, and that's how silly it is. I mean, you get dumbed down, and you start losing a level of intelligence as a result when you are, you know, controlling the debate to such a degree. And I would say the damage that has been done by the cancel culture and those that don't believe in free speech has been severe to this country. But we're resolved people. And we can overcome this. Now, I want to talk about the economy. Even Mitt Romney is warning Biden, telling him that he's got to, you know, talk about cleaning house. He's got to clean house with these woke advisors to fix the U.S. economy. Because in light, just like you said earlier, Michael, these obvious things, you know, in terms of energy independence, national security, things that are related all to our economy, spending more money than we have and just pressing the pedal and adding to the inflationary woes, it's just nonsensical. And even Mitt Romney is pointing this out. But what do you say in terms of the future of the U.S. economy?
So you bring up a couple of very good points. So President Biden's chief economic advisors, you have Janet Yellen, who's very intelligent, but she's from Cal Berkeley, and she looks more towards social goals than economic goals. Cecilia Rouse is also one of his top advisors. She's from Princeton. She's a labor economist, also with very socially oriented views. The problem is that the advice he's getting is leading to priorities that are not the way they should be. So why do I say that? Normally, the goal of fiscal policy, government spending and taxes, and monetary policy, they have the same goals. That is to create an economy with price stability, keep inflation low, full employment, keep unemployment low, and have growth in the economy. So the spending and taxing policies and the Federal Reserve policies should be geared toward those economic goals. Instead, they place the social goals and climate change as their primary goals instead of economic goals. So they believe that there are some social injustices, whether they're real or perceived, social injustices that have to be cured. It's injustice CEOs make so much more than everybody else. It's injustice people graduate from college with debt. It's injustice some people don't have health care. It's injustice some people can't afford daycare. I understand all those problems, but they're not supposed to be the top priority of economic policy. And as long as you're concentrating on those social goals and climate change instead of the economic goals, you're going to have an economy that's disastrous. How bad is it? You said what's going to happen going forward. The inflation rate, as everybody knows, hit 8.5%, while energy prices are very high, but I think they peaked. I don't think you're going to see them going up too much in the future, but still they're very high. However, there's a lot of other problems, inflationary pressures building. The next big problem we're going to have is with food. We're going to see some food shortages and some rising costs for food that is really going to cause some problems, not only in the U.S., but when there's food shortages, the wealthier nations can afford to pay the higher prices. The less than developed countries, they can't afford to pay it. They're going to end up having shortages of food, and that could create a number of very serious problems. So I think the inflation rate, and I really hope I'm wrong, but I think the inflation rate is going to hit double-digit levels by the summertime. That will cause the Federal Reserve to get extremely aggressive. They meet, I think, in about 2 weeks. They're likely to raise interest rates by 0.5%. And I think they're going to raise them 3, 4, perhaps even 5 more times by the end of the year. And the idea with doing that is to try to pull enough demand out of the economy to reduce the pressure on prices and bring inflation down. The danger is if they raise them too fast and take too much demand out of the economy, as was done in 1981, that tends to slow economic growth and you end up with a recession. So you're going to start to hear economists talk more and more about a recession. Most will say probably early next year. You'll hear some economists say could start as early as the end of this year. And if the inflation rate doesn't come down until we actually get into recession, now you're looking at a stagflation problem. Stagflation means you have rising prices with a stagnant economy. We haven't had to deal with this since the Jimmy Carter days, and the way out of it was the tight monetary policy in the 1980s that led to a very severe recession. So we'll have to see what happens going forward, but unless Biden changes what he's doing, it doesn't look very good.
Let me ask you something, just almost rhetorically, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. What's the big problem with CEOs making all this money? What's the offense? I mean, are you going to go and tell LeBron James that he can't make that money and they're going to, he's going to have to, you know, give some of that back to everybody?
Yeah, so the way our economy works, and it's not perfect, but the way it works is people are paid according to the value of their output. So the more valuable output you produce or your input ends up producing, the more valuable you're worth. They have some CEO that makes $200 million a year. You say, how could somebody be worth $200 million a year? Well, he's the CEO of a company that makes $20 billion a year.
So exactly. We've got to leave it there, Michael Bussler. Thank you. Appreciate it.
When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
We are continuing to prepare to implement the lifting of Title 42. There are some, you noted, who are very vocal about how they would like to see it extended. There are some who are very vocal about how they would not like to see that happen. So that's an important discussion that will be happening over the coming days and weeks.
A temporary restraining order Monday is preventing the Biden administration from lifting pandemic restrictions at the southern border. The Center for Disease Control is in court to maintain COVID-19 power to put every American in a mask if they so choose. They're also saying COVID-19 is not a problem at the border, and Title 42 should be removed. The temporary restraining order prevents any action before a May 13th hearing. Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after offering $44 billion in cash to take control of the 16-year-old company. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Suddenly, I'm transported to Kauai once again because they run so wild there, and they're happy to say good morning to you every day. Hey, good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeff Kemp joins us now, the author of Facing the Blitz, the former NFL quarterback, now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, many agree, Jeff. I'm telling you, it is amazing how people are kind of figuring this out. And saying, look, we are in a spiritual battle for our marriages, our families, our kids. You and I have been talking about this. And we got a glimpse of America without her churches during COVID. This is, you know, quite striking to see what happened, that even the churches rolled over on our First Amendment right, a First Amendment right that doesn't come from government. It's inalienable. It is noted in our Constitution, these are our God-given rights. If God has given this right to us, who are they to ask us to surrender it? Who are we, as stewards of said responsibility and right, who are we to surrender this inalienable right? And at what cost?
I think there's a couple questions there. One is, on behalf of others, will we stand and defend the principle that all men and women are created inalienable, equal with inalienable rights that come from our Creator, not from governments? That, of course, is what the founders of America sacrificed to accomplish. And freedom and those principles need to be defended in every era. The second level to look at besides the macro, and that macro level is the level where you educate your kids on what democracy is, what a republic is, why America is a particularly excellent and blessed nation. Not perfect, because we humans are imperfect, just like churches. They're good, but they're not perfect because they're made up of humans.
Right.
And then voting, speaking soundly on political issues, making the case at the school board for principles that we think protect children and educate them well. And, of course, our public interaction, which today is transferred to the dangerous medium of Twitter and Instagram and social media, where people don't act accountable to how they would act if they were face to face with another person or sitting in someone's living room dialoguing with a group of neighbors. You'd say things a certain way there that you wouldn't say them if you were trying to get a number of likes from the people on your team and make mm-hmm. people look bad on the other team. We didn't have that same dynamic 50 years ago or 200 years ago. And we, if you believe in Jesus Christ and you call yourself a follower of him, and if you are an American citizen and want to do the best thing for our nation, you need to behave civilly to persuade others to follow your direction and not just attack them, okay? And it's harder today. And yes, the country is secularizing, and there is a spiritual battle, and many trends are pulling away these fundamental principles and pillars. Mm-hmm. So let's do the macro well. But the micro is that we actually need to live the things that our freedom gives us the opportunity to live, which is to love God with our heart, soul, and mind, to love marriage and to love our spouse. Not just, you know, say marriage is great and it should only be one version, and to attack maybe people who view marriage as a morphing, you know, variable institute. We need to date our way a marriage retreat. We need to learn to apologize and forgive. We need to prioritize our marriage even over, you know, the kid-centered home. We need to use our money in a way that honors God as owning it. So we need to live as a believer, not just say, I have rights to be a Christian, not have other people infringe on me. That's really the most important part. And the spiritual battle.
And you bring up a,
go ahead.
No, that's critical, Jeff. What you're just saying is that, you know, it starts with self-responsibility as much as it would count on me or you, you know, to step up. Because look at the politics is downstream the culture. Politics right now pretty much stinks. And before we, you know, just leave it there, we have to say, okay, what is the infusion into the body politic? It is the culture. Politics stinks because we stink, right? And it's not just enough just to say, hey, we're all humans, we're not perfect. No, you know, just like in our Constitution, there are aspirational goals. There are higher callings. As Christians, you know, the Apostle Paul told us that, you know, we let go of those things that are behind and reach for that higher calling. You know, we don't settle for mediocrity. We don't just settle for, well, you know, this is the majority rule and this is the way it goes. Because the fact of the matter is, when you look back at the history of our rich country, even starting with the idea, where did that idea come from? It came from God and it was delivered to the church. The churches were. It started with the pilgrims, and then the churches, you know, grabbed a hold of this. And the early incredible advances that this country made was because the church was relational with God and God's people. And what happened is here we are, we're in the book of Revelations, Jesus is walking through the seven lampstands of the churches, and it's time for the churches to say, how do I measure up with those seven lampstands? If Jesus is walking through my church today, what would he say about my church? Now, I'm not saying that's a broad brush stroke, an indictment against church. I'm saying this as an encouragement. Jesus gave us the book of Revelation, gave us that scene specifically so that we would check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, that we just don't accept the status quo, that we're here at this time and place, our appointed time, Jeff, to be a difference. And I know that's your heart. That's my heart. That's what we want, you know, for this country, because if we meet this appointed time in a spiritually aware sort of way, in a committed 100%, you know, way, then we can offset this blitz and be all the better for it. Whether or not these are the last of the last days and we're heading to the final chapter of Revelations, or it's we've got to pause and we've got time to bring more people into the kingdom until we hit that next, you know, critical part of God's prophetic clock, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, for us to be realistic that America is facing social unrest and kind of a progressive revolutionary push that maybe has some seeds of positive principles, but the majority of it is taking away the positive principles that built our nation. Okay, and we always need to try and pay attention to, you know, is there a nugget of truth in what someone's saying? And some of our young people might be complaining about the way the church has treated gay and lesbian people, for example, and has kind of just broad brush criticized people and kind of demeaned them. Okay, there may be a point there. But the progressive approach to change everything doesn't make sense, because now we are dismantling a little girl's body and a little boy's body and making scarring them for life. The real issue is, are we loving people well so that they end up being citizens of heaven, not just citizens of America? I'm a citizen of America, but I'm also a citizen of heaven.
Amen.
The citizenship in heaven matters most.
I agree. I think, again, the challenge that we have here is, how do we address something that God has called abominable, but yet still maintain a relationship to where we're not judging, because God called us not to judge. He's the one to judge. But we are to
set people free. Jesus sets people free.
Exactly. I'm tracking with you 100%. Jeff, how can people be in touch with you? 5 seconds left.
JeffKeptTeam.com, and I pray for this nation.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fix at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Do you fear getting COVID I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net, that's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We can be so thankful for that he doesn't change. Same yesterday, today, and forever, the God who protects us and provides for us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, is with us. Hey, Sam, how are you doing? Okay, all right. I guess you fell off the line for just a moment. Hey, Sam, are you connected with us now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. There you are. Okay. She does that from time to time. She's just so fast. She appears and disappears and just keeps me on my toes is all. Hey, I know we've got lots of great stories to talk about. We're going to talk about Elon Musk's big purchase here in just a moment. But I want to share this with the audience. And I thought, because this is one of those reports that should be viral. And it has to do with a hero. And first of all, let me give credit where credit is due. Gary Bauer in American Values is the one that expressed this. And I agree with him. And he said it so right that I'm going to read it word for word. He said, last September, Border Patrol agents on horseback were accused of whipping migrants trying to illegally enter our country. There were countless stories, as you'll recall, in major media outlets smearing these agents, comparing the incident to the beatings of slaves. Before any investigation, President Joe Biden and the border czar, Harris, vehemently condemned the agents. The horse patrols were canceled. The agents were put on desk duty. Their careers were threatened, but it was all propaganda to smear our border police. The whips were the reins used to control the horses. The photographer who took the pictures actually defended the agents and said his pictures were misconstrued. But the left had its narrative. They insisted that our brave Border Patrol agents are racist. They ran with it. An investigation reportedly cleared the Border Patrol agents, yet the White House still refuses to apologize for slandering them. In the last few days, an American hero died guarding our border. His name was Bishop Evans. You probably didn't hear anything about him because most major networks ignored his death. Only Fox News and us here devoted significant time to his heroism. The same leftists who couldn't wait to smear the Border Patrol agents on horseback won't say Evans's name. They don't want anybody to say his name. They want this story to disappear as quickly as possible. Evans was a member of the Texas National Guard. He died when he jumped into the Rio Grande River trying to rescue migrants who appeared to be drowning. He succeeded, but he lost his own life. His body was recovered today. It's believed the people he saved were trafficking drugs into America for the cartels. The Texas National Guard is only at our border because our feckless president, his cackling border czar, and our incompetent Secretary of Homeland Security refuses to enforce our immigration laws. This
is outrageous. The left's open border agenda is a national scandal that is costing lives. This is what Gary Bauer had to say, and I agree 100% with his assessment of this. This is a sad commentary, but, you know, this is what politics has done to us. This is what the policies of the Democratic Party are doing to us. And the death of one border agent, let me say, the rippling effect can't even be understood right now, because half of the country thinks that it's okay, maybe not a full half of the country, but I would say the country that supports the Democratic Party right now believes that what's happening at the border is somehow okay. But the rippling effect of this heroic death, I think, is going to be incredible, Sam. You know, and it's a sad commentary, but it's one of these videos and footage that will not necessarily be viral, but should. And that's what I wanted to point out as we started out here.
Oh, I'm glad you shared that with us. It's so sad. But I do think it's important that we remember. And it's a shame that, you know, the stories that get chosen to be highlighted are not always the ones that deserve it.
These Border Patrol agents are saving people left and right. In this case, it's a little bit more dramatically. But, you know, the people come across, they're dehydrated, they've been abused. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on. And it doesn't make, just because somebody is involved with drugs or not involved with drugs, you know, it's disgusting what's going on, because the cartels are running our southern border. That's what this comes down to. They're the ones that are funneling all this fentanyl that killed 80,000? Yeah, it had to be 80,000 of our young people last year alone. You know, these numbers are growing exponentially as we continue to ignore this. And, oh, yes, one of the number one jobs of our government is national security. And the border is national security. And I believe it's one of the reasons why the Democrats will get a deserved shellacking come the midterms. Now, on to Elon Musk. The heads, speaking of those on the left, the gray matter of the brains of the left are scattering all over the place. I mean, it's an ugly sight. They don't know what to do because they felt like they had full control of this platform. But Elon Musk has purchased Twitter for $44 billion, and with it an expression that he wants to return this part of the social media empire over to free speech. What a novel idea, right?
Right. So, you know, Elon Musk purchased Twitter as of yesterday. And the reason I think this is a good news story is because Twitter really does serve as the public square. You know, it controls a lot of the news narrative. It controls a lot of that stuff. And when you have a certain group of people, you know, of a certain opinion getting silenced constantly, it really doesn't allow for the public dialogue to be accurate. And him doing this with, you know, he hasn't made a decision yet. So we have yet to see how things go.
He's got a culture, as I was mentioning earlier. He's got a culture to overcome. These people they're requiring, you know, therapy, you know, all kinds of, you know, they've been resisting this from day one. And it would seem, based on Jack Dorsey's response, that maybe his company got out of hand, that the strength of the minions within Twitterdom was overwhelming, and his vision that he had for Twitter, you know, kind of dissipated because of, you know, the power of, you know, of the employees.
Oh, yeah. Well, when people act together in unison, and it seems like their voices become louder, even when there's a small subset of society, especially when they're controlling the public square. I mean, you have these people who are very extreme in their beliefs, and they don't want to be countered with any other narrative. And if anybody says too much, they get the axe. You know, you're not even allowed to joke. You're not allowed to do anything. And, you know, there's a new sheriff in town, basically, and hopefully it'll change the game so that, because I really think that Twitter influences society so much. This is an important thing
Exactly.
For all of us, you know, whether you're on Twitter or not, like, you know, people who are like, well, I'm not on Twitter, this doesn't affect me. It does affect you because you want people's voices to be heard. You want people to be able to speak. And especially when we were in something like COVID lockdown and you couldn't even go outside.
Oh, yeah.
And speak to people. The public square is an important thing, and being able to say your opinions or say jokes. You know, we have limits on free speech. You can't incite violence or anything like that. But beyond that, you know, you want people's opinions to be heard, even opinions you don't agree with. And that's one of the things that I think makes Elon potentially great. He's saying, I hope my harshest critics stay on here. That's the advantage of free speech. You know, that's
exactly
the great thing about this. So, you know, maybe.
Well, two things will happen here. I think the people will have an opportunity to be smarter as a result of the debate. Number one. Number two, it's kind of like the Michael Jordan rule. And that is that Republicans, Democrats, they all want to talk and express their views. And this opens up the platform to everybody as opposed to just a select few that want to comport with the order of the day as determined by a small number of people who have the power to cancel you and, you know, cancel your participation on the platform. This next story here, we've got a couple of minutes left here, so we're going to try and jam through a couple more real quick. Whoever heard of an auto shop with a nail salon combined? Great idea, though, right?
I actually love this idea. This is Girls Auto Clinic. It's run by Patrice Banks. She used to be an auto airhead. She actually was an engineer before she was earning the six-figure salary at DuPont, and she decided to go back to school and learn how to fix cars because every time she'd go in, she felt like she was getting ripped off, or she just didn't understand what was going on, and she realized there's actually, you know, this is a common problem among women, and it's not just women. You know, there are many women who do know things. Actually, the auto place that I have here is run by a woman herself, but it just, there's a lot of us who feel like we just, it's hard to know what to expect going in, and if you don't really understand the language of cars, you don't feel like you know. So the thing about this is a girl-run auto shop, and they make it really clear what's going on. And, you know, I'm sure there's other auto shops like this out here, but this is special. And I looked at the reviews. Mm-hmm. The reviews are amazing. And they actually have a nail salon for the women to be able to, like, I'm like, okay, this is, like, this actually makes me want to get my car fixed. Kind of hope it broke.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need I don't need it fixed, but I'm going to go there just to enjoy the environment, hang around with my special species and share stories. Why not? You know, this next story, and it was interesting that you brought this up, Arizona iced tea. I mean, it's always been 99 cents, right? It, 99 cents for Arizona iced tea, and this is for 30 years. And the founder explains why. What did he say, Sam?
Don Natalio, he just said, you know, this has been a priority to him, and it's something that, like you said, it's been the same price for 30 years. And I've seen jokes about it. Whoever is, like, taking care of Arizona Iced Tea, could you please help us with other things in the economy? What happens when the price of aluminum goes up? He just tightens his belt, and he might be making a little bit less, but this has been a priority to him that he could do it. And, I mean, it's amazing to be able to, in 30 years, you know how much inflation's been, especially in the past year, and he just doesn't want to go along with the flow.
Unbelievable. Hey, you got to go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com and read more. You'll read about community members surprising a Sonic fast food worker with a humongous tip, and lasagna love feeds 850,000 and proves effect of kindness. Samantha Mao, as always, appreciate it. Thank you for all the great news. Take care. Have a great day.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters.